Connors.
Good evening.
Hello. Hey, it again.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Does anybody have a question?
Hanok, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, I would like to say that the tzaddikim, I'm very fascinated by them, and it's very interesting. Once you start reading about them and connecting with them, it's very interesting. And I have a question about one whose yahrzeit is tonight, Asher, son of Yaakov. And when I was reading, it said that he had four sons, and I was wondering, are those four sons metaphors for the four worlds?
Perhaps.
Or the four worlds of that of the, his tribe, of that tribe?
Yes, they would. They would be within the tribe. They would be representative of the four Sephirot and four worlds, yes.
Okay, and then my next question is, now, would the five together, the father and the four sons together, would that represent the five levels of souls? Or is that totally...
No, they wouldn't represent the levels of soul, because every human being has the potential to connect to all five levels of soul.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Randy had asked me a question, and I don't know if she's on the phone.
I'm here.
Okay, you want to go ahead and ask your question, Brandy?
Yeah, the first question I have is, when I was born, I needed a blood transfusion, and I needed all of my blood transfused. So my father gave me all his blood, and all of my blood was replaced with his blood. So does that mean that then I'm working on some of the corrections that he had?
the question you're asking is broader than just your personal aspect. So let me rephrase the question to give it its broader base. When someone donates an organ, whether it's blood, which is a special case, or a heart, or a liver, or a kidney, or any other organ, skin, there are many, many organs of our body that are being transplanted today. And there is a machlokes among the tzaddiki about the modern sages as to whether this is okay. Some say it's not because the body part is connected to a soul part, and the soul needs to be connected, needs to be unified. Others say that it's a mitzvah to save a life, and so donating an organ, the transplant may also make a new connection of the body part to the spiritual level of that person, and the correction of that person takes place by the transplant. And others say it's a mitzvah to save a life, and you should go ahead and donate your body parts if you wish. But then the soul part is your soul part, and it will eventually catch up to you in the fullness of time and the fullness of lives, because no physical body is thought to live forever. So that's the question and answer to your question. Nobody knows yet to answer your question. Are you doing your father's correction? There are many times that children assist their parents in completing their corrections. An example of that is when a child says Kaddish for the parent, you may or may not, but most of you know that there's a tradition that by saying Kaddish, you elevate the soul of your parent to a higher level in the Garden of Eden. And what that's really saying is that you are correcting a different aspect of your parent, and that allows them to elevate to a higher level. So I hope I've answered your question completely, but if not, please, verbalize another question, Brandy.
Okay, you did. That was great. But I have another question. Throughout my lifetime, I've had a lot of limbs that were, like I had a nose broken with a baseball bat and an arm that was broken, hung on a clothesline, and I had a knee that was almost lost in a car accident, and a leg that developed an infection that almost had to be cut off. So my point is, and my lungs aren't great, so are these all, since you said earlier that parts are connected to your soul, so are all of these soul corrections that all these parts have gone through?
Let me answer your question in a couple of ways or with a couple of examples. One example is that somebody has lost a limb. The doctor had to amputate the limb, as you said, it almost happened to you. the fact that it didn't happen to you, was an indication that it wasn't necessary to have that happen. And the body is capable of healing itself literally back to perfection, back to the way it works when someone was born at their Kether stage. When the doctor does have to amputate a limb, it's an indication that the soul has a correction to do, and part of that correction is to live a life without that limb. Without that limb is a more difficult correction than if they had the limb, even if it's a withered limb. It's the same idea of you have a back pain, or you have a muscle pain, or a knee pain. It's an indication that the correction is being done through the pain and suffering, which is one of the two paths to correction, to completion. The two paths are the one of pain and suffering, God forbid, and that path will lead the world ultimately to the Armageddon War, God forbid, or the path of Torah, which we are all on because of our connection to the Zohar and the Torah. So we are correcting our soul through that process of Torah study, and the Hebrew letters and the scanning or the reading or the understanding, all of those different levels. So the answer to your question is yes. If you have a problem with the body where you broke your nose, it's an indication that that was part of your tikkun. When the nose heals, if it doesn't leave emotional scars, if it doesn't leave different aspects, it's an indication that the correction has been completed. If there is emotional scars that you carry and essentially don't accept your responsibility for causing that need to have your nose broken. And I don't mean to be offensive, because there are many women who live in abusive relationships, which is part of their correction as well as the correction of the man they're involved with, assuming that the man is the one doing the abusive. In today's world, that's not always true. But correction is what correction is. And whatever you experience in your life, that is a correction. You know, as I've said before, if you're driving down the highway and you're in rush hour traffic, well, on one level, you're correcting the wasting of time because you're stuck in traffic. On another level, as you pass a car, you are exchanging energy, meaning making correction with the individual driving the other car. And as we all know, if you're driving in rush hour traffic, you can pass a car and 30 seconds later they pass you. And every time that happens, there's an exchange of energy, which is another way of saying there's a correction being made. A tikkun being made. So I hope that's now clear.
Yes, that helped a whole lot.
Good. Does anybody have any questions, any other questions on any subject?
Yes, I do. Would you explain suffering for a generation?
Say it again. You broke up.
Suffering for a generation. Would you explain that?
In the course of history, there have been many tzaddikim who have what their generation would call a very positive life. And there have been other tzaddikim who seem to be suffering. They seem to be poor, or have illness, or have chaos in their life one way or another. So the question is asked, here's this righteous person. Is this his suffering? How do we explain this? The typical question that is asked when you tell the story of Rabbi Akiva and the death of the 10 martyrs, and Rabbi Akiva died by having his skin torn by metal combs. Literally, he was skinned alive. And the question is asked, he spent 40 years teaching Torah. You spent 40 years studying Torah. 80 years connected to the Torah. And this is his reward? To die in this horrible fashion. And what kind of reward is that for Torah? And the answer is, Rabbi Akiva was a reincarnation of Yisachar, one of the 12 sons of Jacob, and he was involved with the 10, he and his 9 other brothers, selling Joseph into slavery, kidnapping Joseph initially, and then selling him into slavery into Egypt. And that process, the Torah says, someone who kidnaps another is subject to the death penalty. And this is now many generations removed from the act of kidnapping. But there's no statute of limitations on the Torah. There's mercy, which is the distance between when the negative action is done and the consequences, the effect of that action, comes into that soul's life in their reincarnated state. So Rabbi Akiva and the other 9 martyrs were reincarnations of the 10 sons of Jacob who participated in the kidnapping. And these deaths that we know to be so horrible was not from studying Torah. For all of those generations, maybe their Torah study protected them. But ultimately, the balance of the universe must be maintained. And so they were ordered by the spiritual court to die in this particular fashion so that they would balance and correct the kidnapping of Joseph. When you talk about suffering for the generation, here you have a tzaddik who goes through a period in our generation. He's given a diagnosis by the doctor of cancer. And he goes through a period of enforced aggravation and chemotherapy and radiation and all of this suffering that we've heard stories of and we've experienced in our families. And in this particular tzaddik, based on the spiritual court's decision, this man is not diagnosed with cancer because of his own actions, but by accepting this suffering upon himself, he takes the sins of the generation upon himself, and he cleanses them through his suffering. He more than likely does not know that's why it's happening, but in some very unusual, very special cases, they're aware of it and they accept it with joy because they know they're serving others by having them, the aspects of the generation being corrected by the suffering of the generation, by accepting it upon themselves with joy and happiness. Now, the question that should arise in a student of Kabbalah, well, how can someone accept the sins of another? How does someone, one human being, get judged through the sins of another? And at this high level of this tzaddik, he is accepting the sins of the generation so that others do not have to experience it. It's not that he is removing the sins from other people. He's accepting the cleansing of the generation so that all of the generation does not then have to experience additional chaos that is part that would be a little bit too much for them to experience because of all of the chaos and negativity that they have affected on themselves or their own acts. So I hope I'm clear, but if not, please continue the conversation.
Yes, thank you.
Are there any other questions? You all have a beautiful evening. Class is tomorrow at 4:30. All classes times are West Coast time. At 4:30 will be West Coast class. Will be advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock will be a Zohar class on the Parasha of Yitro. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you, Hanok. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, thanks.